Hi, everybody, and welcome to week number 6 of Healthy Wealthy Biz School, 90 Days to Pop Your Biz. I am Amanda Moxley, and I have this week's topic is one of my favorite topics, and I'm just giddy with excitement that we get to dive into this today. And that is, we're going to talk about making money want you and love you. And this is just such a juicy topic that is really going to help you heal and transform your relationship with money and allow you to actually receive the abundance that I know you're craving and desiring and hoping for. But as always, we need to take a look at where we have been. Last week, in week 5, we talked about easings and how exciting those were, and about and just getting your first easing out and getting your writing your bio and writing your permission slip bio, which goes at the end of your feature article on your newsletter, so that other people can pass around your newsletter and share your newsletter, and then be able to point people back to your site. You know, we also talked about planning your easing sections and heartstorming your first 10-ish easings, which would take your people on a journey. And then you were going to talk about and share about your easing discovery in our private Facebook forum. So tons about easings. And now, this week, we're going to get into the juice of like the inner work, the underlying current of what's going on while you're building a business. And money truly is energy, and it is a renewable resource. The problem is that we've been really programmed from well-meaning parents and grandparents and culture and religion and society and education systems, and it goes so deep that there is a belief in lack and there's not enough and that money is a finite resource. And so today the intention is to heal that programming. And this is deep work. It takes time to really hack away at this deep, deep old programming. And that's what we want to do today, is really just get in there and start peeling off some layers. So the intentions for this week are: make money want you. Learn how to finally turn your disempowering money story into an epic love story, even if it's been shutting down your passion for years. Release generational limiting beliefs about abundance, wealth, and prosperity so that you truly can be, do, and have everything that your heart desires. We're going to unhook any limiting beliefs about God or spirituality that may be limiting you from allowing your abundance in. Rev up both your inner money libido and your outer mechanics and know how if you want to experience ecstasy as an entrepreneur. And feel good about money, heal your debt story, and then we're going to receive a guided visualization from Amanda, me, to open, heal, balance, and strengthen your root and your heart chakras. So these are your spiritual energy centers that we've referenced a bunch in our time together. And opening the way to consistent money inflows and short-circuiting the feast and famine cycle forever. So I want everyone just take a nice deep breath and release any tension, anything that might be holding you back or just frustrating you or annoying you about anything that might have happened before. We are now listening and connecting and having this conversation today. Just relax anything and let anything go that's no longer serving you. Just breathe and open up. Open your heart. Open your mind. Feel your whole head just like a beautiful, like opening up. It's a big open vortex, and it's opening up to the universe. Infinite wisdom. Whole new galaxies are open and available to you. And feel love surround your whole body. Feel light surround your entire body. So you're just encompassed in this beautiful pink, yellow, and white bubble. And just be right here, present, in this moment, receiving, setting your intention. What is your intention for today? Good. And then just coming back and centering yourself, you can put one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly, knowing that all the answers are within you and the truth is within every cell of your being. And today we are going to uncover and unravel and get to the core of the truth of money. Okay, so let's talk now about turning your disempowering money story into an epic love story. So in this section, I really want you all to open your heart and release and unleash your outdated money story. And to support you in structuring this process, I've created an outline for you to channel this story, because it's all just a story. And when I say a money story, I remember thinking, seeing people around, for example, like any family member or just our culture, it's like, do they even know that they have a money story? Whatever you're thinking or believing around money, it's all a story. So everyone's got a story. And so what I mean by money story are your habitual thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your attitudes, your catchphrases, your ideas and actions around money, around wealth, around prosperity, finances, cash, credit, savings, the stock market, debt, retirement savings, etc. So this is some thick and deep crap to get through. And the deeper you go, the cleaner you will get. Take some time with this exercise and go deep. It will serve you for years to come. Oh, and it will come back to you triple fold. We're cleaning out the cobwebs based on decades and decades and decades and generations, generations and generations deep of lack, fear, separation, and limitation. And these are not your truths. So let's go in. Obviously, what I would recommend is that you have a separate journal and you start writing write down the sections that we've given you here. It's clearly not enough. There's not enough space. I really want you to get a separate journal and start writing this crap out. And I'm going to give you a little bit of space right now. So what is your money story? Money story, what is it? There's not enough. You can't afford it. Not now. You don't know how to make the money. I mean, whatever it is, you're in debt. You're dependent on people, or you're rolling in the cash right now. Super prosperous. What is the money story? And it's interesting. I'll share personally, I've done a lot of this money work over the last several years, and still there's stuff that comes up. Always stuff that is coming up, and something came up. Like even this week, I was putting on, I went hiking with some friends, with a friend, and she had these little girls, and I was putting on some organic sunscreen on my friend's child. I was helping put the sunscreen, but it was like here in Hawaii, it's like super expensive. So like sunscreen's like $15 or something, or $13 for a thing of sunscreen. I'm not joking. And so I totally had this limiting belief come up, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm wasting her sunscreen, putting too much sunscreen on her child, and she's going to be mad at me because I'm wasting the sunscreen, and it cost her a lot of money. So I'm sitting here thinking all this stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, and I said it out loud, and I said, I'm sorry, I know this stuff is really expensive, and I'm like lathering it on your child, and it's this weirdest thing. And then I caught myself and I was like, where did that come from? Like, this is your child. You don't want her to get burnt. And like this programming that you shouldn't use too much because it's expensive came out of me. And yet I know that it's just like this weird, it was this really weird moment. And there's other things, you know, there's still, like, I was a waitress for, when I was a ski bum, I was a waitress, and I have these thoughts of talking to other people, you know, in Hawaii, people were around, they're in the service industry, and they work as waitresses, and I'm like, oh, I could go be a waitress, you know, I could get a job as a waitress, and, you know, my mentality is just so funny, and I'm like, why would I get a job as, you know, like, I go back to this old mentality that is so programmed in, like, that those layers of who I see myself as, but that was me, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So, you know, this stuff is so weird. It's just so deep and entrenched. And even if, I mean, here I am about to have a $500,000 this year in business, and I am sitting here thinking about not wasting someone's sunscreen. Like, that is so bizarre to me. But those, what I'm sharing is that these programs are so deep, even if you're further down, however far down on the line you are, okay? How far deep you've come, that still they linger. And that's what I want you to get at. So no matter where you are, you have a piece of a money story. And it's important, like, what is your mother's money story? I'm sure that buying organic sunscreen was not something that my mom would ever do, right? So what was your mom's money story? She cutting coupons? She not having any money? Does she have a lot of money? Whatever it was. What about your father's money story? Just really look at all the intricacies of these stories. We could spend days looking at this stuff. How about your grandmother's money story, your mom's mother's money story, and your dad's mom's money story, and then your mom's dad's money story, and your dad's money story? Just really take a little peeky peek and look at all these stories that are going on that have influenced you. What about the religion? What is the money story of the religion that you might have grown up with? How about your extended family's money story? I mean, that can get messy, huh? That can get a little complicated. Your extended family, so your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, all these people and all these intricacies around money. This is insane. What about your culture's money story? What's going on? Here in the United States, we're billions and billions and billions of dollars in debt. And we're, you know, we've like raped and pillaged countries and civilizations and stolen from native peoples and taken their resources and bulldozed their resources so that we could have what was on their land. How about your state or your province's money story? What about your current family's money story? How about your friend's money story? So this is interesting. As you're growing and you're evolving and you're seeing, as you're starting your business and you're seeing that you can really create a different life and actually become an entrepreneur and create an expanded amount of income, that your income potential is actually unlimited. This is going to shift if your friends have been living in the model of working or having husbands that work and they stay home, or they're in a corporation, or they're doing something differently. So for me, that's happened where I've shifted, and the mentality of friends that I've had, some friends, not all of them, they're that old mentality, or even like the people that I, you know, the lifestyle I have is a, you know, the skier, biker, Hawaii lifestyle. The people who roam in those zones that are like me, they are at a different mindset around money. So just so interesting how you shift and how other people's money stories where their money stories are. How about your childhood friends' money stories? This is so juicy. What I remember my dad would say, well, because I had some friends and they had apparently had major trust funds, or they were from wealthy families, and my dad immediately started to separate us when we were in high school. He said, well, they're really wealthy. He's like, we're not like that. They, you know, and it was so sad because these were like my best friends, and there's always now since that day just felt like this weird separation between me and them. But in our hearts, there was never anything like that. So just what condition or what society or what culture has put on us around this thing we call money. So my children's friends and their families' money stories. Anyone else's money story that I might be missing? So, in summary, this is what I have thought, felt, believed, and known as to be truth about money. So, really want you to really devote some time this week looking at this stuff and seeing it for what it is. And I'm actually going to read something that I'm going off of the guidebook for a minute because I picked up this book called The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. And I had a profound shift after reading this book, and I haven't even read the whole thing, but I wanted to read this to you, and it is a little lengthy, so I'm going to intuitively read it, but if it's too long, I'm going to, you know, get bits and pieces from it. So one of the chapters is Money and Me, Money and Us, This Thing We Call Money. If we peel back thousands of years of cultural conditioning and assumptions to take a fresh look at money, we can begin with some very basic observations. Money is not a product of nature. Money does not grow on trees. Pennies do not rain from heaven. Money is an invention, a distinctly human invention. It is a total fabrication of our genius. We made it up and we manufacture it. It is an inanimate object that has appeared in many different forms in its more than 2,500 to 3,500 year history. Whether we're talking about shells or stones, or precious metals, a paper bill, or a blip on the computer screen. From the very beginning, money was invented to facilitate the sharing and exchanging of goods and services among individuals and groups of people. Money still facilitates the sharing and exchange of goods and services, but somewhere along the way, the power we gave money outstripped its original utilitarian role. Now, rather than relating to money as a tool, we have come to relate to money as if it is a fact of nature, a force to be reckoned with. This stuff called money mass-produced tokens or paper bills with no more inherent power than a notepad or a Kleenex has become the single most controlling force in our lives. Money has only the power that we assign to it. And we have assigned it immense power. We have given it almost final authority. If we look only at behavior, it tells us that we have made money more important than we are, given it more meaning than human life. Humans have done and will do terrible things in the name of money. They have killed for it, enslaved other people for it, and enslaved themselves to joyous lives in pursuit of it. In the name of money, humankind has done immense damage to Mama Earth. We have destroyed rainforests, dammed and decimated rivers, clear-cut redwoods, overfished rivers and lakes, and poisoned our soil with chemical waste from industry and agriculture. We've marginalized whole segments of our society, forced the poor into housing projects, deep breaths, allowed urban ghettos to form, exploited whole nations to get cheaper labor, and witnessed the fall of thousands, in fact, millions of people. This makes me so sad. Many of them young, caught up in selling drugs for money, hurting others, and wasting their own promise in a life of crime, enslavement, or incarceration. We've perpetuated age-old traditions that assign men and women different and unequal access to money and the power we place in it, subjugating women and distorting men's expectations and obligations with their privileged access to it. Rarely in our society is money a place of genuine freedom, joy, or clarity, yet we routinely allow it to dictate the terms of our lives, and often to be the single most important factor in the decisions we make about work, love, family, and friendship. There is little that we accept so completely as the power and authority of money and assumptions about how we should feel about it. We challenge assumptions about every other fact of life, race, religion, politics, education, sex, family, and society. But when it comes to money, we accept it not only as a measure of economic value, but also as a way of assigning importance and worth to everyone and everything else in the world. When we talk about success in life, money is almost always the first, and sometimes the only measure we use for it. In our private lives, we all, at one time or another, have demeaned and devalued ourselves, taken advantage of people, or engaged in other actions we're not proud of in order to get or keep money or the power we believe it can buy. We've silenced ourselves. this is good, right? I'm glad you're liking it. We've silenced ourselves to avoid conflicts or uncomfortable interactions over money. Our behavior around money has damaged relationships when money has been used as an instrument of control or punishment, emotional escape and manipulation, or as a replacement for love. Among families of great wealth, many have been poisoned by greed, mistrust, and a desire to control others. Their lives of privilege have cut them off from the essential experience of ordinary human interactions and authentic relationships. In lives where money is scarce, the struggle can easily become the defining theme that discounts the self-worth and basic human potential of an individual, a family, or even whole communities or cultures. For some, the chronic absence of money becomes an excuse they use for being less resourceful, productive, or responsible than they could be. Just a little bit more. Isn't this good? This stuff really moved me. We are born into a culture defined by money, and our initial relationship with money is the product of that culture. Whether it is one based primarily in poverty in a country like Mozambique or Bangladesh, or a culture of affluence and wealth in countries like the U.S. or Japan. From our earliest experiences, we learn money's place and power in our families, our communities, and in our lives. We see who earns it and who doesn't. We see what our parents are willing to do and what they aren't willing to do to acquire money or the things money buys. We see how money shapes personal perspective and public opinion. It is our distinctly aggressive American consumer culture, even our youngest children are drawn into the fierce relationship with money, much as we did, only more so today. They grow up in a media milieu of popular culture that encourages an insatiable appetite for spending and acquiring without regard to personal or environmental consequences. Distortions in a relationship with money emerge from a lifetime of these seemingly innocuous everyday experiences in the money culture. Personal money issues, as well as issues of sustainability and social equity central to the human economy and the environment and clearly rooted in the soil of our relationship with money and the money culture into which we are born and which we come to accept as natural. Okay, that was a lot of words there. Let's just take a deep breath and bring that in. So, this thing, I feel angry reading that. I feel very sad. And I feel really angry, too, that we have lost our power and we have literally been fed a bill of lie or sold, what is it, sold a bill of, where do these things come up with? I mean, where do these sayings, where do I come up with these sayings? Like, they've just been passed on. But we've been sold a bill of goods about this thing called money. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to start a revolution about what money really is. Because all that shit, basically, I just shared, that has been this old world of fear and lack and limitation and that there's not enough. And she goes on to say, like, well, I'm reading two books at the same time, but it basically in Newtonian, I'm not going to go into the details, but I'm better if I just go from my heart. Basically, when these old white guys basically created the economy, they built it based on the idea of lack. But if you look at nature, there is zero lack in nature. Nature is abundant. I mean, I'm looking out my window right now and I am seeing nothing but full-blown beauty and greens, like so much lushness and so much fertility and abundance of greenery that and beauty that, and then if I look at the ocean, I mean, it's endless. And we as women and men, we need to start relating to money as abundant and the truth that money is energy. It is a cyclical, renewable resource, that it never ends. And that's what I'm taking a strong stance for you, everyone, is that you get that this is an energy that we play with. Money is a tool. It is not something that we give our power away to. We are more powerful than money. Don't let the dog walk you. You walk the dog, right? We are powerful creators. We may not know how, and this is where the spiritual practice comes in. We may not know, this is very interesting because this is a muscle that I've had to learn. We may not know how we're going to pay for things or how it's all going to work out, but when you make that decision, when you move, the universe moves. So in this last two and a half years of me going from the $200 to the, you know, growing and growing to where I am today, I have done that. I have continued to say yes because I know these are universal laws of abundance. I say yes even if sometimes I don't know how I'll have the money or where the money will come from, but through the faith and through the studying of your wealth consciousness materials on a daily basis and reprogramming your mind to what is truth, you will see the miraculous unfold in your life. And honestly, it's not even a miracle, it's just the way it is. We think it's a miracle because we've been conditioned to think that life's supposed to be hard and there's not enough. So let's talk about really getting, it's like getting flies off your back. We're just going to release these generational LBs, these limiting beliefs, and keep releasing them about abundance and wealth and prosperity, so that you truly can be and do and have everything you desire. That is the work. And as you're building your business, yes, you're doing all these things like signature systems and e-zines and teleclasses and marketing, but you are doing a shizload of inner work nonstop. It's spiritual inner work, and it's consistent inner sizes, kind of like exercises, but inner sizes. So I want you to really stretch yourself and get uncomfortable, and I'm inviting you to write down 25 of your LBs. And if you want, I know there's some of you that are go-getters. I just put in 25 here, but if you wanted to really go for it, you could go for 50, you could go for 75, you could go for 100. And let's say you've done the End Your Money Drama course with me. And so in End Your Money Drama, we do the same exercise, and I invited you in End Your Money Drama to actually write down 100. And I am going to keep inviting you to write down as many as you possibly can, because these little buggers, it's like they're like silent little secret, you know, energy suckers that come in and bomb you, and all of a sudden you're taken out. So we need to start looking at these. When you have an LB come up, write it down. I had the LB come up this weekend about the sunscreen. I had another LB thinking I ought to go. I mean, I'm literally talking to a waitress and being like, I could do that. I love people. I love waitressing. I was like, I could get a job as a waitress. Why the hell would I want to get a job as a waitress? I don't know. But for a minute there, I was like thinking about it. I don't even need a job. I mean, I have tons of work to do. It's just so weird. So these things, they come up. I want you to start nabbing these energy suckers. They're like little energy bombs that they attack you, energy attacking bombs, okay? So really start looking at these little suckers, all right? What are the things that you say? What are that you feel? You know, many of you are saying, I can't afford it, or I don't know how. I mean, come on, get in your power. We know that you are a powerful sorceress, high priestess, a queen, that you can create anything you want. You are a powerful creator, and you create your clear intentions with ease. So write these puppies down and share them. Let's start sharing these in our community so we can, you know, shine the light on them, bust each other's butts about it, and stop doing these. Okay? So write them out. So this is some heavy stuff. And when we're doing this, you might just feel stuck, you might feel tired, you might feel exhausted, you might feel angry, you might, you know, you have to learn how to feel your feelings with this. I feel, for me, usually we start feeling angry, but right underneath the anger is the sadness. And that's the truth. Like the other day, my little son was very upset because he didn't get his way or he didn't get the snorkel mask. And I said, "How do you feel, Sawyer?" He said, "I feel angry and I feel sad." So, you know, those two emotions, we have to give ourselves permission, because in that juiciness of that, the emotion and the rage of the anger and even the weeping of the sadness, profound transformation can happen on the other side of that. So feel your anger, feel the anger, feel the sadness, feel the joy, feel it to heal it. So this is so heavy, right? And no wonder you have been blocking your financial flows. No wonder if you're sitting around here thinking that, you know, you don't deserve it or you're not worth it or other people can have it, but you can, and, you know, that there's not enough or you don't know how or you can't afford it. No wonder you haven't manifested the financial flow that you desire. This is some deep crap you got to move through. So I invite you to go through and identify where they came from. So think about where you first heard them and experienced them, and then place an initial next to them, representing who, what, and where they came from. So just go through and be like, "Oh, I heard that from Dad," and put a D. Mom, Grandpa, religion, the nun, whoever you heard it from. Then turn it around and go through your top 11 LBs and ask yourself these questions. Is this true? Is it true that I am not worthy? How do I know this is true? Is this false? How do I know this is false? Because I'm a perfect child of God, and I am one with the universe, and there is no separation. I mean, really take a look at these pesky blocks. And turn your LBs into new, empowered, soulful beliefs, and write down your new, powerful beliefs. So now that you've dumped out all these LBs, which are limiting you and keeping you stuck, it's time to declare. This is so important. Declare your new, empowered, and limitless thoughts about money being a renewable resource. Reprogramming your subconscious mind is a snap, snap, big daddy. It's as easy as changing your habitual thoughts into new, empowered thoughts, which reflect the love and abundance and ease you desire. So here's the deal. A belief is only a thought you keep thinking. Write that down. A belief is only a thought you keep thinking. So you're running all these belief systems. They say we have like 60,000 thoughts a day. And most of those thoughts are not new thoughts. These are not original thoughts. These are thoughts that have been programmed in your brain. And you've been saying them, you've been repeating them, you've been feeling them, you've been vibing them, you've been thinking them for however old you are. Your whole freaking life. You have been programmed in this shit, basically, and you've been running these programs, and these thoughts, habitual thoughts, were passed down to you and that you received in the womb of your mother. These have now become your beliefs, and these beliefs are so powerful that they are blocking you. Your beliefs, this is so important that you get this, okay? Your beliefs are so powerful. It's like you are so powerful that it's as equivalent to you going to the ocean and you are holding back the waves and saying, "No, you will not crash on me. You will not crash on me. You will not crash on me. You cannot crash." You are that powerful that you are blocking your financial success. The everything that you desire, that you want, but you're not even giving yourself permission to desire it, you are the only one stopping you. There is no one out there that is saying you can't have it, but she can. The truth is that this is a benevolent and loving universe. This is a very loving God. This is a very loving, sweet goddess mama. You know, this there's no meanness going on. There's no good girl, bad girl stuff going on. You are loved. You are so loved, and you are so perfect. You know, you are this, think about if you've had your own children or you've seen children, you are like that. I mean, I know with my children, yes, I will give them everything they want. I mean, maybe, of course, there's lessons. I'm not spoiling my kid, okay? But I will teach him ways in which to receive what he wants, right? But think of the baby. I love them so much that I want them to be happy. That's what God, universe is, he wants, she wants, this goddess, this energy wants us to be happy, wants us to feel love, wants us to feel joy and freedom. So this belief here, as you're sitting there and you're blocking the waves from crashing, I'm telling you that that limiting belief, those beliefs, are the one and only thing blocking you from having what is on your vision board. And when you root out these LBs and you program in what it is you actually want, because what you focus on expands, then your reality will be a lot more different. You will start seeing what it is that you desire, because what you focus on expands. So I have been, I watched this, there was a TV miniseries called The Bible, and it was actually a really good miniseries because it broke down the whole Bible. And there was, my favorite scene was, the favorite episode, and you can buy the DVD at Costco, and it's just a good spiritual text to read. So the episode, favorite episode, was when Moses parted the Red Sea. And he went to the Red Sea, and he had full faith that he would set the captives free, and that he was getting them out of Babylon, getting them out of the Pharaoh's way. And he was so, he had so much conviction, and he parted that Red Sea. And the actor, just the look on his face, and the faith he had, and the ease he had, and the joy he had, he parted the freaking Red Sea. So now I go out to the sea, and I look at the ocean, and I say, you know, with my beliefs of what it is I desire and what I want, and I see myself like parting the Red Sea, parting the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, to get to my dreams and my desires. And that is what you need to have. You need to have that so much faith and conviction that you will get to that other side, to whatever your other side is, whatever your vision is. And that is why these new empowered money beliefs, you need to reprogram these in your subconscious mind. And the way I've done it, I reprogrammed my subconscious mind. That's how I transformed my body. Back when I was 18 years old, I started using affirmations, and a lot of people these days dog on affirmations. It's true. The words I am, that I am. I'm actually reading another book called The Moses Code, and it's a book by James Tymon, and it's called The Moses Code. And he talks about these, this is the word of God. The name of God is I am that I am. I am that I am. And it's a really good book. It's a really good book for a manifestation tool. But anyway, so I started back in high school or college, I started saying all these positive things about my body, and I was beautiful, and I am. I don't know how I knew this stuff. I just started saying it. I'm sure many of you can relate to this, right? How you just get these downloads. So I started saying that all of a sudden, because at that time I didn't think I was attractive. I thought it, blah, 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 these limiting beliefs. And all of a sudden guys were like asking me out, and I saw my beauty, and other people saw my beauty, and I had a lot of fun. So point is that we really create our lives. We create our bodies. We create our bank accounts. We are powerful creators. You are a co-creator with the divine. You are in the driver's seat. You are God. Ye are gods. God is in you. In your heart, my yoga teacher, Dharma Mitra, would say, God is sitting in the right side of your heart. And that you have, he said that the size of your thumb, there's a little cavity in your heart on the left side of your, on the right side of your heart, there's a little cavity, and that's where God sits. And it makes me just, it warms my heart, because God is in you. Love is in you. This, and if you don't like the word God, it's just, the universe, just all love is in you. And there's nothing against you. There's no separation. I am that I am. And that is why we need to reprogram. I am abundance. I am prosperous. I am powerful. I am surrounded by infinite abundance. I am surrounded by a plentitude of money and opportunities. And, you know, this thing called money is just an energy. So just replace, I am always connected with God, who is my abundant source for all financial things. I am abundantly provided for in all ways. I create great wealth daily. I prosper wherever I turn. I am prospering wherever I turn. I am a money magnet. Money comes easily and frequently. Now, what you need to do is come up with these empowered beliefs, and I've given you space for 25 of these. And I am not joking. These are so important. This is how I've created everything I have. I program a new thought, and I say it over and over. And when I'm working on something that is a new territory, so when I was working on body stuff or on money stuff, and it was not a new, it was a whole new territory. I wasn't thinking these thoughts. I would say them 300 to 400 times a day. And that is my recommendation for each of you. If you are currently struggling with money, you need to reaffirm these affirmations. I am, fill in the blank, and say it 400 times a day. And how you get to 400 is I like to exercise. So whenever I would go on a walk or a mountain bike ride or skiing or hiking, I would say it over and over and over and over and over again. Or doing yoga, I would say it doing yoga all the time. That was my affirmation. I am, whatever it is. Money is renewable resource. So all of a sudden now, what happens is you reprogram. Now all of a sudden those thoughts start thinking you. You don't have to think them. They think you. So nowadays, I think money is a renewable resource. I know it as true. I know that money is a renewable resource, and I take action based on that knowledge. I know that I am. So I'm going to share a new technique that I read in the Moses Code this week, and it's a really cool affirmation. So you say, I am that, and then you make a list of all the things that you wish, and that is, you've already done a lot of that in our visioning work, and you let's say you have this vision of serving your clients and quitting your job or working with your clients or whatever it is your vision is, right? Maybe it's a new house or maybe it's a certain number in the bank account or whatever it is, a trip, whatever it is. So you say, I am that, and then you visualize that. So you inhale and you say, I am that. And then you visualize it, I am. No, hold on, excuse me. You visualize what it is you want. Let's say you want, I don't know, I'm not even going to make it up. I see 150 people at my live event, right? So I visualize myself on stage and myself connecting in heart to heart with these beautiful women from all around the world, and we're in this awesome energy for 3 days, and I see them. I see this 150 women, and I say, okay, so I see that, and then I inhale, and I say, I am that. And then exhale, I am. So it's like, I am that, what I just pictured, and then you affirm again, I am. So that's what you do. You see it, and you inhale and say, I am that. I am that. And then exhale, I am. So let's do that right now. I want you to picture what it is you desire in your mind. And now I want us to inhale, deep inhale, I am. And then you're silently saying, I am that. And then you're going to exhale, I am. So we're going to take it from the top. See what you see. Inhale, I am that. Feel it. Smile at the top of the inhale. And exhale, I am. Do it again. See it. I am that. Big smile at the top of your inhale. Exhale. I am. Last time. See it. Feel it. Inhale it. I am that. And exhale, affirming, I am. So, whole new world. I am that I am. Cool, huh? Good. All right. So, this is a really important piece, and as I have shifted, I have seriously done a lot of spiritual inner work around my relationship with God and this idea of God, because I grew up as a Catholic and saying confession at age 7. We all have a story around God, and it's just not a loving. It's not a loving God. So I really felt that it was wrong or unspiritual. I shouldn't take money. I'm stealing from people, etc. And I'm sure I'm not the only one with those kind of programs around money and spirituality, and that it's wrong or bad or unspiritual and I shouldn't do it, and a lot of shame, a lot of shoulding, right? So I want you to really explore, what are your beliefs, these repetitive thoughts about God and spirituality and money? You know, it's better to give to others than to have. God doesn't want us to be spiritual. There's some other books I read that are called the Millionaires of the Bible, and it actually talks about how Jesus was able to fund their mission, and many of these other people in the Bible. I've read some of them. I haven't read them in a while, but it helped demystify this whole idea around religion, it's not even religion. I mean, just around money and spiritual people. And anyway, so check out those books and really look at your beliefs about God and spirituality. Because for me, I really felt separate. But when I merged with the divine, and this is what I've talked about in the WC and the WC, the wealth consciousness and the wounded child, when you merge that little wounded child to that higher vision of your desires and your heart and what you desire in God, you're unstoppable. You are unstoppable. It's like you have a magic wand and you're creating your life. So unhook, really work on this, read some of these good books that I've recommended to support you in merging with the divine. All right, now we're switching over to the left side of the brain. And I feel a little bit floating from our affirmation. Let's just all take a breath. It's all good and fine to be up here in these lovely upper chakras of visualizing and affirming and seeing it. And now we got to bring it on home. We got to bring it on down to the root. So let's get into the root chakra here. This is that fight or flight. This is where that connection to the earth. And we're going to do a visualization. And I also want to shift. I want to do the visualization. We have a lot to cover today. We got some juicy stuff here. Okay. Let me go into this. Are you guys, can you all like, I'm pretty spaced out for some reason from being in those upper channels. So I'm going to follow this upper channels. And we're going to stay in the upper channels. I'm going to give you this visualization. And then we are going to talk more about the nuts and bolts stuff, okay? Because it's important. I think the visualization will help. All right. So settle on in again into that sweet spot, to your heart. That right side of your heart is where God is. Goddess is sitting there. Put one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart, and make your spine straight. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw. And I want you to imagine that there is an ocean of abundance before you, and that it is so beautiful and so warm and so, it's like a bath, and it holds you, and you're just walking in and see yourself walking into this ocean and diving in, and all of a sudden you become a mermaid and you have a tail and you're flapping around and you're smiling and you're just so feminine and free, and you're in this beautiful ocean and you become one with the ocean. You're swimming and you're swimming and you see dolphins and you're swimming eye to eye with dolphins. Your arms are down by your side and you've somehow magically become a mermaid. So you're swimming with these dolphins and your sea turtles and manta rays and millions of fish and gorgeous coral, and you can see, and you're just literally one with the ocean. Relax the shoulders. Just feel this inner smile of your heart and this connectiveness to the universe. And as you're swimming, you're asking and you're having a heart-to-heart with these divine beings, basically incarnated angels that are dolphins, and you're swimming with them and you're having a heart-to-heart with them, an eye-to-eye with them. And they're giving you some information about this thing called money. And they're saying, they're giving you through the eye-to-eye and the heart-to-heart that you are love and that you are one. There's no separation between you and love. You feel the sun beating down on your body as you're swimming with the dolphins. You feel the warmth of the sea. You pop up and you look out and you see the shore and you see all these people on the shore. And they are living this crazy life of struggle and just like competition and working and striving and trying to get something. And you used to be like that. You used to feel like you had to work hard and struggle and be separate. And it's like you see now a sort of, you go up, 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 up high, and you're looking down and you see the whole earth. So now it's like you're a star in the night sky, and you're looking down and you're seeing the whole earth. And you're seeing that the whole earth is actually one earth. It's not a separation between land and sea. That you are told that it is just one earth. So it's like the heart and the head are actually one. So the heart is the sea and the head is the land. The mind is the land. And from the star's perspective, you can see the unity. And you can see the stars, and all these other stars out here in the star field are also shining down. And they're shining down, and all of a sudden you see you, struggling little you, joyful you, doing your gig, living your life, trying to make it happen, becoming an entrepreneur and learning all this stuff and struggling and working and figuring it out and this whole freaking money thing. And you're seeing this and you're the star. You're seeing yourself down there. And now I want you as a star to beam light down into this little you. Beam light, beam energy down to this you. And all of a sudden, you're back in that little you body and you look up at the star. And what is the star telling you? And feel this transmutation of energy from the star. It hits your crown chakra, the top of your head, radiates through your spine, to your tailbone, down your left leg, down your right leg, and an imaginary cord from the root chakra, your tailbone, all the way down to the center of the earth. Down through molten lava and rocks and crystal beds and amethyst beds and all the way down, down, down to the root of the mama, Mother Earth. And you get this massive amount of energy from locking in to the root, to the core of Mother Earth. And you feel this energy, this power from the center of the earth, and it's pushing up and pushing up like a hot lava field and pushing up, and all of a sudden connects into your feet. And it's like you have been locked into a ski boot and it's on your fat skis, and all of a sudden you're now locked into these boots, into this earth, and you're heavy in your lower body. You are one, you are connected, and you are walking this earth. You're walking this earth and you're feeling this power of the Mother Earth and up into the root chakra and up your spine. And that this money piece is at the root chakra. It is in your groin. It is in your second chakra where you create. This money is you. It has always been you. There is no separation. And you bring that up to your third chakra, which is your willpower, where you take action, where you have consistent action day after day after day towards your vision. And then up into your heart. And this heart piece is something that can be forgotten. So I want you to open your arms and lift your chest up to the sky. And that from here on forth, you're doing everything that is in alignment with this heart. If it doesn't feel good in the heart, then you're not doing it anymore. And then that heart connection comes up to your throat. This is where you speak your truth. Vibrating the color blue. And then the vision of the third eye in between your two eyebrows. And the top of your head is the crown chakra, and that's what connects you to the stars. Cosmic consciousness, Christ consciousness, universal consciousness. And for you in this moment to just bring that energy from the stars, from the cosmos, back down to the root. And you got work to do. You are here on this earth for a reason. It's heavy, it's deep, it's thick. You're walking. You are dealing with a thing called gravity. And as you're walking, you are receiving with your inhale. And as you exhale, you're giving. Giving your gifts. On the exhale, you're sharing your service. You're just sharing your heart. You're vulnerable and giving, giving, giving. And on the inhale, you're receiving. And you're refueled by the giving. Because the giving and the receiving are truly the same thing. Giving and receiving are the same cycle. And that's what this money energy is. You give it away. You let it go to expand you, to grow you, to go to your next level. And then you receive back. Same thing with your clients. You give away your love, your light, your joy, your service. And then you inhale it back. You receive the gift of giving. So in this moment, is there any shift that you can make around your relationship with money? You now see that it doesn't have any power over you. It is an energy. It is an energetic tool given to you as a gift for you to rock out this life, for you to live your highest potential, for you to travel the places you desire to travel, for you to have the body, have the health, have the awesome food, have the friendships, be on the stages you want to be on, be wherever you want to be, and that you can do it. Whatever you vision, you can do it, and it can be easy. But you got to heal this weird disconnection you have about money, that it's separate from you. You got to bring it into your heart. And let it be. So if there's anything else that is tripping you around money, let's just sever any cords right here and right now and feel that unity. So here you are again. You're standing at the edge of the shore and you're saying, thank you so much for this amazing journey. Thank you to the dolphins. Thank you for the mermaid tail. Thank you for the sea turtles and the warm ocean and the stars and the stars looking back at me. And you're going through what we just went through. And you're back in your body and you're back and you felt the core of the earth and you felt your power and you felt that the will, that action, and then you felt your heart. You felt again the connection to the cosmos and then back down into this moment. And that breath, that inhale, that exhale is slowly coming out of that vortex we were just in and coming back into your body, like feeling the feet on the ground. Feeling your tailbone sitting in this chair, knowing that you are here to do make a mighty difference, create a mighty life, and you're breaking free from mediocrity. And it starts with getting real and intimate with this relationship with money. Money is here to love you, to wine and dine you, to claim you, to adore you. It loves you. This is a loving universe. And there is no separation whatsoever. The only separation that we have is what we've created for ourselves because we have believed that we were separate from the universe. But you're not. You are God. It is in you. So, that said, we are here to create. And we have to get real with this relationship with money. And we need to be intimate with money. Money is a tool that we have been given so we can make a difference in the world. So how, if you're in a relationship, so I want you guys to come back and I want you to stand up actually. And lift your arms up, lift your chest up, breathe. And bring your hands down, stretch your hands down to the ground. and relax your neck like a waterfall. And then slowly stand back up. Move your hips in a figure eight position. Trace the letter eight with your hips. And put your hands on your hips. This is where we're creating from. This juice. This, like, turning on feeling. We want to turn on these lower chakras so that you can really get intimate with money. The thing is, it's not money by money's sake. It's not the credit card or the debit card. It's not the cash. It's the energy of money. So we're getting in here. This is the energy of creation. We are women. We are creators. We create our, we have the capacity to create human life. I mean, with the help of a man, of course, with a little bit of seed. But we are creators. We grow babies in our bellies. So we can also create money, okay? And that's what we need to do. We need to get intimate with this energy of money. We need to start paying attention to this thing called money. So I really want you to wake up. I want you to be present. I want you to get in your root chakra. This is so important. And this is one thing that we don't like to do, generally speaking. It's like, let someone else do it. I don't want to do it. But if you delegate this or you ignore this piece of your relationship with money, unfortunately, you will not have money. And that is why we need to track it. You need to start tracking your money daily. And you will see a sheet right here, My Success Pound Wealth. You go to that sheet. I believe it's at the bottom here as well. And I want you to print this out, and I want you to write down every time you receive money, every day. So that there's going to be, for every month, like 1 through 30 or 1 through 31, you're going to write in, let's say you received a gift card for $20. You write $20 on there. Let's say you received a new client, you made $3,000. Put that $3,000. Let's say you worked at your job. You got your paycheck. Write it in there. Let's say you get a birthday present. Write it in there. Let's say you find $2 on the street. Write it in there. So whatever it is, start paying attention to your money. It's important. So I really want you to track every penny that flows into your hands on a calendar daily. Okay? And then use this worksheet. This is something I've done for years. It's very important. Then set up, this is so important, set up both a personal and a business savings account. So you've got your personal savings, you've got your business savings. Commit to saving a certain percentage of every dollar that comes into your life. Even if it's just a dollar a day, it's going to really build your confidence. The truth is that nobody is going to save you. Nobody's going to save you. Nobody is going to save you. And I think many women, many, many people think they're going to get saved. But no one's going to save your ass, all right? You got to save your ass. So start today creating a savings account. Now, work up to saving 10% or more of the money that comes in. What happens with this? This is so interesting because what we focus on expands. Let's say you start committing to saving money. And I would recommend paying yourself first before you pay off your debt. This is very important. Start saving. When a woman has money, it gives you confidence. It makes you feel like, I have money. So the name of my savings account is I Have Money Account. And that's an account that I don't touch. But it's like, oh, cool, I have that money. It's not a just in case. It makes me feel abundant knowing I have money. There have been times where I have had no money, and that I needed to experience that as well. And the truth is, if I ever do not have money again, I'm not afraid whatsoever because I know how to make money. Making money is as easy as making a salad, seriously. Like, I'm not afraid anymore. And that's what I want to get you to, is not being afraid of it. Because the thing is that most of us, we emotionalize money. We make it emotional, but it's, like we said earlier, it's a tool. Okay? So, this is a lot of stuff I've shared with you today. You'll want to go back and re-listen to this audio. All right. Getting intimate with your numbers. Know how much you are giving and how much you are receiving daily. If you don't have a bookkeeper or an accountant, you need to get it in place. You need to start getting these systems in place. If you're not a master at QuickBooks, don't make the mistake like I did. Back in the day, circa 2006-07, I did a trade. I did a health coaching trade with an accountant, and she sat there and tried to teach me how to use QuickBooks. I wasted so much freaking time learning. I hate QuickBooks. I mean, I hate figuring out that kind of stuff. Hate's a strong word. It was not my zone of genius. It was very challenging for me. Why was I spending hours and hours trying to figure this out when you can hire a bookkeeper for however much money a month, and they can give you your profit and loss sheet and talk and support you with these skills, right? I was afraid. I didn't want to pay someone $25 an hour because I thought I could do it myself, but that's not how a six-figure business person works or thinks or acts, okay? So really start positioning yourself as that six-figure, multiple six-figure, seven-figure business person. Would they be doing this? Hire someone to help you. Really keep your books in order. You know, money needs to be in order. So another thing is about doing that savings. When you start doing your I Have Money account, you set that up, it's a container. Nature is a vacuum. So if you have this empty vacuum, then the money will have a place to go into, and like attracts like, more money will flow into it. Okay? Now, this is really important part. Get really clear on your monthly expenses or outflows. This is something I want you to go through this week and look at everything. What are your outflows? And what I have found is when I did this, I definitely tried to shrink. I was sort of shocked at how everything it's not coming to me, but I was really shocked with how big the number was, what my outflows were when I first did this a few years ago, that I decided I was going to shrink and make my number smaller. So I started I was like, well, I'll just skimp on massages or self-care, getting my hair done, or I won't eat that much food, or I won't get that much food. And I found myself like contracting and shrinking. And you might find yourself doing that too. Like you might contract, you might shrink. And I really challenge you to expand, to inhale more, to open up more, to expand more into abundance. You do not need to shrink here. You don't need to just have a little piece of the pie. You can have the whole pie. That's the whole point of life. But that's a new belief, right? So look at this total monthly outflows number. Okay. Now you got to feel good about money. I felt so bad about money all the time. I'd feel guilty, shameful, wrong, bad. You could tell I'm a recovering Catholic when I would spend money. And so really start to tune into how you feel about it. How do you feel when a bill comes to you? Are you like, oh, freak, I have to pay this money? That sucks. And you feel mad. You feel resentful. Like, you got to start feeling good about this energy of money. Like, love it. Start relating to it as your lover. Like, when I start relating to it as my lover, that I remember laying in bed and when I was pregnant, and I would say, okay, money, I could see it like it wanted to love me, it wanted to claim me, it wanted to adore me. And all of a sudden, my root chakra started getting super tingly, and I would open, and as soon as I started relating to money in that way, then I was receiving money a lot more. If you really get that this money wants you, that it wants to love you, and that you're that vulnerable and that beautiful and that, you know, juicy enough that it wants you, it will flow to you. So instead of all closed up and fearful about it, so go through and answer these questions and get to this. Oh, okay, now we're just going to talk about debt. And I'm going to go, you can read through this. Okay, and the debt plan. Okay. I'm going to go through this pretty quick. So divine energy blessing the dream. It's just a reframe. It's a reframe about debt. I'm sure you have a big old debt story, because it's part of our conditioning. I had a big old debt story, and I didn't have any debt until I did, and I had a lot of shame. back to it. I had a lot of shame. I had a lot of fear, and I had a lot of guilt, and I had a lot of wrongness about it, right? And then I had to do a ton of healing about this debt, and I reframed it to a new acronym that it's not debt. You know, I wasn't going to like prison for it. It was divine energy blessing the dream. And I reframed it like to gratitude. I was so grateful that Amex was there for me. Because if I didn't have my Amex, then I literally would not I would not have had the quantum leap that I had. I had to put some skin in the game. I had to, like, take a risk and use my credit card to get me to where by the way, I'm not saying go on a vacation using your credit card. I'm saying, you know, I didn't put on, you know, 3 months in Hawaii on credit. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. I didn't go shopping and buy a bunch of clothes and put it on a credit. That's a different problem. I'm talking about using credit cards, using, you know, these cards, access to credit as an investment, as a tool to fund your business, as a tool to support you in getting, if it be coaching or the website or the other structures, the things that you're going to need for your business. I mean, nowadays it's very hard to get a traditional loan from a bank or a family member is obviously complicated. You're going to have to pay it back anyway. So I knew that I learned how to trust myself enough that I would be that, I was trustworthy. Are you trustworthy enough that you will repay that, that you will be that woman that you envision? And I knew that I was going to be the vision. There was just no way I was going to fail. Like, I was going to be a multiple six-figure business owner no matter what, and I was totally going to rock it out. And because of that conviction, I used that money, the divine energy blessing, the dream, as a tool. So this means there are no back doors, right? This means you're going for it, and that's what I want you to do. Like, if you have it, you need to heal the shame, heal the embarrassment, be grateful that you actually have access. And that's another piece, is going to that attitude of gratitude, of like, wow, I am so grateful that I have access to this, okay? So those key things, that it's now, it's not a debt, it's not bad or wrong, it's an investment, it's a tool. Being grateful that you actually have access to it, learning to trust yourself enough that you are trustworthy with money, with energy, that you will repay it, and reframing it to this divine energy blessing the dream. It literally was God's divine energy blessing the dream. All right, cruising through this. Okay, you could read my tips. Cool. And then believing in yourself. You can just read all this stuff. And mantras and affirmations, we talked about them. And I gave you some reprogramming your mind. Your books, I gave you some ideas for reprogramming your mind. And then we did the visualization. So, yes, we did it. This is so juicy. And I know we went a little longer because I did that reading from The Soul of Money. So this is your action steps. Write out 25 LBs. Write out your new empowered money beliefs. Do this, okay? And I want you to share some of those LBs in our group. Use the tracking templates. Get into that root chakra and sheets to track your daily inflows and outflows. Get intimate with your money lover on a daily basis. Like, shift your energy to you being, this is a hot guy that wants you, okay? And be intimate. Be intimate. If you were with a guy, or I also relate it to breastfeeding, you know, like when I have my baby, like, we're intimate. Like, I breastfeed her multiple times a day, even at night still, and that's intimate. You want to think of that the same thing with your money. You want it to be intimate. You need to be aware of your numbers. Journal about your debt story if it applies. Use the 5-step debt payoff plan. And finally, practice breathing with your inflow breath and your outflow breath, and relate that feeling to your relationship with money. Just, gosh, I could spend, this is what the live event is going to be about, by the way. It's a lot about this money piece. So obviously we're just scratching the surface, and I'm ready to take your questions. So press *2, everybody, to dive in and get your questions answered. Line yourselves up. I'm going to go over here to, it looks like Barbara says, okay, Barbara wrote, hi, Amanda, I've created my signature system and ideal client. I have been serving by offering one-on-one sessions for an hourly fee. Ooh, I need assistance to formulate a package so I have something more comprehensive to offer. Can you offer guidance? Thanks. Well, Barbara, are you on the line? Do you want to come on the line? Press *2. Okay, gotcha.
Hi, Amanda.
Yes. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi. This was really good because I worked through a lot of this in your End Your Money Drama course,
yeah.
But it's been a really good review and it's gone a little deeper for me, so I'm very appreciative of this this chapter.
Oh, yeah.
But I need, you know, I'm feeling that I want something more to offer my clients now, and it's going to help me to move beyond the limitations that I've been experiencing. But I'm just not sure how to formulate a package and kind of what to do next in that regard.
Right. Okay. Well, you have your signature system.
Yes.
So what you can do is you can create – we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about VIP days and those kind of things in a few weeks. So
okay.
that would be a good module. But okay, how you going to do it? How you want to do it is I would either decide if you're going to work with people in a 3-month model or a 6-month model.
Okay.
Or a 1-day VIP model.
Okay.
And then you would have some sort of a consultation with them, and then you would say, okay, like a free consultation, a strategy session. You would say, this is how I work with people because it takes – real change takes consistent time. You can't – if we all could figure this out in one session, we all would. But honestly, real change takes time. I mean, it really does. And you just stand by that and you talk about how the real change takes time and that how at this point you only work with people in either 3 or 6 month model.
All right.
And then in that model, you will be doing whatever. You don't really need to talk about the features so much, like in terms of how many programs sessions. How many sessions they'll have. I mean, you will want to just kind of skim over that, like you get 2 sessions a month times 6, plus you get this and this. But really, the real changes is we're going to address benefit.
All right. And then how would I figure out the fee for that?
Yeah, so you don't want to think really in an hourly. You have to think, what is the lifetime value for the client?
Okay.
And then you also want to get something that it's going to also nourish you and nourish them. And that, so what would be something that would, let's say, are you thinking about a 3 or a 6 month?
Well, I am going to be focusing more on pregnant women than I had originally. People that are pregnant having fear and anxiety and depression. And so I could almost do an entire pregnancy.
Cool.
Yeah, so probably more like 6 or 12 months. But maybe it would be good to start with just a 3-month one. I'm not sure.
Right, because if that's a whole pregnancy. Well, some people might, well, you could have a couple of options and you could do like a trimester, I guess.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes.
Yeah.
I like
because
that.
Because some people may not want to pay and maybe it's $3K. This is what I would think. Depending, it has to feel like it's $3K past the butter. Like you have to feel like no weird energy around it. So,
okay.
I mean, maybe you start, how do you feel with $3K?
For a trimester, that feels a little high.
Okay. So maybe 1500?
Yeah, that feels better.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, or they can do all three trimesters for 5K.
Yeah.
Or 3K.
Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, okay. So all three is 5K. And they might need you afterwards. I mean, come on, when the baby gets here, that's when the real rubber hits the road.
Exactly.
And the birth, I mean, they need you. So you could do it in trimesters, and then maybe it's like the whole year is, because if you think about it, this is something that is really valuable, and I want you guys really to get this. It's not about you and the money. It's about them being held and supported and accountable for, it's like they're going to have you to hold their hand all the way through their transformation. That is what they're paying for. They're not paying for you hour to hour.
Right.
And that is the biggest aha on the freaking planet. It's like when I ride my bike, my stationary bike at home, I put a timer on there, because left to my own devices, I will get off that thing in 2 minutes. But if I have a timer and I've got 30 minutes, then I just hold myself accountable for the 30 minutes. It's the same thing what you're doing. You're holding them for that time. So they feel safe and held. That's what this is. You're containing and holding space for them. And you're holding that space for their vision. It's like you're a vision keeper.
Yeah, okay. All right, that feels good. So would that be something I would put on the website and actually post my fees, or would I just put that people can contact me for a private consultation?
It depends. With one-on-one, I don't oftentimes put them on my site.
Okay.
Everyone is different, though. You could have it on there, but then what would happen is someone could see it and say, oh, I can't afford that, and then they will never. But then you could support them around the money conversation because you've done work. In a one-on-one strategy session, you could support them around the money conversation.
Yes.
And say,
okay.
I know the fear. I think it's better to have that heart-to-heart around the money, because people could see it and say, that's to this or to that, and then they don't make the thing. Yeah. They don't make the move.
Okay, and can you offer any advice about what should be in the package besides the sessions?
Well, anything, just think about ways in which you think would just juice them up. I mean, maybe you would do something around health or nutrition and helping them, or you do a guided visual, you give them bonus of a guided visualization, or you, what are the things that they need in that?
All right.
Whatever it is, it's like you're like a little doctor and you're whipping up the perfect prescription for them.
Okay. That's
great.
That's
the fun part, right? I mean, that's
yes,
the fun
part.
Yes,
it is. It really is. It's fun to create all that and provide it for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because having worked with so many pregnant people as a midwife, you know, there is so much fear and anxiety in somebody who's even perfectly healthy. It's just a normal response.
It's huge. So, yeah, anything. So let me think. I know, maybe like you could give them Ina May's Spiritual Midwifery
oh, yeah.
book. You know, you could just do some fun little add-ins and like a welcome package of, or some bubble bath, like lavender salt bath or birthing from within, or a book. You know, you could give them some books and you could give them some things like that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
See how much this feels right now. Like I can feel like, in your heart and in your throat, you're like, I get to give this. Like, you want to create this, you want to give this to them, and then you get to inhale and receive the money.
Okay.
It's a beautiful, it's like, right?
Yes. Yeah,
it's
it
like
feels
when
good.
Right. So you're creating, they're receiving, and you're, in the giving and the receiving are the exact same thing.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Do you have any other questions about that?
No, thank you. That helped me so much.
Oh, good.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I think what you could probably do is partner with other midwives who are not offering services like this. So you're like beyond a doula. You're beyond a midwife. You've done it all. But you could partner with tons of different midwives that have clients, and you could
absolutely
connect in
with them. That's what I intend to do, is marketing through the OBGYN offices and then maybe offering some little classes or little, you know, informational sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no shortage. And I think more and more people nowadays are going for alternative natural birthing.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't be actually doing the birthing. I'd be supporting them spiritually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're seeking out. What I meant is that they're going to be seeking out your services more than ever before.
Yes, it feels like that. Feels really good.
I love what you're doing. You're going to really help support the next wave of babies and the next generation. And it's beautiful.
I am. It feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Great question today.
Okay.
All right. So there's no other hands raised. I'd be happy to stay on if anyone has a question. So otherwise, we can wrap. Are you guys all in la-la land from our juicy, juicy meditation today? I know that was a good one. Okay. I'm going to actually share something with all of you. I have been thinking of a cool, I'm going to be announcing something this week, and I'm going to be announcing an opportunity, an invitation to work privately with me in a 60-day LEAP program. And I wanted you all to be the first to know about this because we're already working together. And my vision is to take 7 soul sisters with me, and it includes a half-day VIP day, some follow-up calls. To really support you in fine-tuning your programs, your packages, who you are, your ideal client, how to market yourself, who you are, what it is, you know, just to help if there's anything that you might be, like, struggling with, right, and you're wishing for some one-on-one attention or some my eyes on your stuff, I thought, hey, why don't I offer you all a half-day VIP day that included also some one-on-one follow-up calls, and that's what I was thinking. So I'm going to be putting that together and emailing you all in the next few days. And there's only 7 spots. If any of you are interested in this, you'll be like the first round of people to see this, and then I'll roll it out to my community of people. The investment for this is super affordable. It's $4,500, which is $4,500, and then what is the payment plan would equal $5,000. $5,500. I'm sorry, I don't have the number right in front of me. Oh, my money lover might not be liking me right now, not having the number in front of me. So I do know the info is $4,500, and then the payment plan is $5,500. But I could be wrong about $5,500. I'm sorry. So being totally authentic because I don't have it in front of me. But I just wanted to share that from my heart right now. If any of you are looking for more just one-on-one attention and more eyes on you and more connection in with you, that would be a good little program. What was I going to say about that? So I will follow this up with an email. This is what I was going to say. This would also be a really good gift that you would give yourself and that you would receive, that you would then learn how to do VIP days. So we're going to be talking about VIP days in a few weeks, and this is a really great way to work with people more intimately. I love working in VIP days or half VIP days because you can honestly get more work done in a half day. If you do a half-day VIP, you can do as much work in a half-day VIP as you would in a 3-month coaching program. And in a full day is the same as a 6-month coaching program. And that is why I love doing them, because it just gives you a huge jump start. And that's what this is. It's like 60 days to LEAP. It's a LEAP intensive for 7 soul sisters. I might actually make that 70 days with 7 soul sisters. That's who I see going through this with me. Okay? So I'll follow it up, and no more questions, it looks like. Are you guys all just loving what we went through today? I hope so. And I will see you on the online forum, and I want to hear more about these LBs you might have that might be lurking around, and let's all bust through those, and let's step into our new empowered, beautiful, feminine goddess queens that we are, and really create from the hips, create from the heart, and really receive and give what it is you're meant to do and receive. All right? Lots of love, everyone. Many, many blessings. Bye. Oh, wait. Actually, I just see that. Okay. I'm going to get your question. Hi, Lise.
Hi. Just a super quick question. Can you hear me?
I can.
You said we'd have 30 days to invite whoever we wanted to the Park City extravaganza. And I was wondering, what do I need to do? I have a girlfriend who's going to join me.
Oh, fabulous. All you need to do is on the confirmation when you bought your ticket, one way to do it is you, on the confirmation email, when mm-hmm. I said congratulations, you're registered, there should have been a link right there. Here's to invite your friend. If you can't find it that way, then just email info@amandamoxley.com, and we'll take care of you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for bringing your friend.
Yeah, she's excited. I'm excited.
Oh, good. Is she an artist also?
Yeah, uh-huh, and she works with us.
Okay, perfect. Well, we are going to have a good time.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you. All right. Lots of love, everyone. Thank you so much. Go forth and prosper. Bye.
The moderator has left the conversation.